here's a story from The World.
Most government ministers are not well-versed in software programming, Star Trek, and Taoist philosophy. Audrey Tang is. She's Taiwan's digital minister, and perhaps it's because she has that multifaceted mind that she's been able to reshape ideas about what government officials can do. At age 35, she became Taiwan's youngest minister ever. She's also the first openly transgender member of a Taiwanese cabinet. Now Audrey Tang is helping Taiwan navigate the coronavirus through civic technology. COVID-19 numbers are exceedingly low in Taiwan. They've had fewer than 500 cases and only 7 deaths. Audrey Tang joined me from Taipei and began by explaining how Taiwan has used technology to help manage the virus.
Well, the most important technology is, of course, soap and alcohol hand sanitizers. But in Taiwan, we see democracy itself as a technology, and the counter-pandemic effort is mostly about getting people understanding the science, the epidemiology, so that people can innovate and wash their hands more vigorously, wear a mask, and making sure that each pharmacies have sufficient supply. And, of course, there's also the border quarantine.
The border, explain that.
Yeah, the border quarantine. Anyone returning to Taiwan have 2 choices. Either they go to a quarantine hotel for 14 days, in which case they're physically barred from leaving, or if they live in a place with their own bathroom and with no vulnerable group of people, they can also choose to digitally quarantine, placing their phone into the digital fence, in which case the nearby cell phone tower will measure the signal strength, as they always do, and send a SMS whenever the phone runs out of battery or breaks out of the 50 meter or so radius. So the idea is that during those 14 days, we pay each person in quarantine about $33 a day as a stipend. But if they break out of the quarantine, then they pay us back 1,000 times that. So very few people broke the quarantine.
So, Audrey, you mentioned masks. Masks have been in high demand in Taiwan. They've been in high demand everywhere. Technology kind of came to the rescue for kind of democratizing access to masks. Tell us what happened.
There was a person named Howard Wu in Tainan City who developed a map so that people can see the nearby places and exactly how many masks there are in stock. So we very quickly supplied every 30 seconds the real-time mask levels of all the pharmacies and later on convenience stores so that people who queue in line can keep the system accountable.
Right. And it's not just with COVID, I understand. Even before you were appointed, Taiwan had a history of using technology to, I guess, really listen to and support its citizens. I mean, can you walk us through what that looks like?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the most popular maps that shows the mask availability has been modified from the Airbox map. And the Airbox is a inexpensive measuring device to measure the air quality. And so many primary school teachers, people who volunteer, their balcony and so on, join in this data collaborative effort to make sure that we can map out the air quality together. Eventually helped people to measure the not only air quality now, but also water quality, earthquake prevention, advanced SMS warning and disaster relief and things like that in a crowdsourced way. And by crowdsourcing, I mean that people become data producers, not just, you know, media literacy as in consumers of data, but rather media competency as producers of data.
What do you think can go wrong with crowdsourcing? I mean, what's the downside to it?
A couple of things. First, if we design crowdsourcing so that it replaces face-to-face deliberation, then it runs a very real risk of excluding people who are suffering the most, closest to the pain. So that's why our crowdsourcing is always in augmentation of face-to-face consultations. That's the first thing. And the second thing is about equality. In Taiwan, broadband is a human right. Even on the tip of Taiwan, almost 4,000 meters high, people still have 10 megabits per second as just $16 per month. No additional cost, unlimited data. Otherwise, it's my fault. And so that we will not systemically exclude people who don't have broadband.
So Audrey Tang, when I think about this intersection specifically of public health and technology, like philosophically, what would you say is Taiwan's motivation?
Well, I used to tweet that in democratic Taiwan, ministers trust you. And radically trusting the citizens, I think, is the main philosophy, because we're a very young democracy, having the direct presidential election only in 1996. We see democracy itself as a set of technologies that we can tweak and improve, so that it's not just about a few people talking to millions of people, but rather listening to millions of people and with one another.
I am speaking with Audrey Tang, who is Taiwan's digital minister. Audrey, my head is spinning with the innovation and creativity you're talking about here. How much of this spirit in Taiwan, and don't be humble, how much of the spirit in Taiwan is kind of credited to you?
Well, I think very few of them is my idea. I guess the journalists, especially foreign journalists, really do credit a lot to me, maybe because I run a pretty good Twitter account. But I still think that I'm merely amplifying the people's best ideas. I'm here so that people can place the trust into a well-earned trustworthiness institution. That is to say, when people coming up with a social innovation, regardless of whether it's, for example, using traditional rice cooker can disinfect a mask, or that they think that a CCC medical officer should wear a pink medical mask to support boys who don't want to go to school because all they have is pink medical mask, and they actually did. And all this, I think, is just those great ideas. And I'm merely someone who maintains the operating system so that this institution can respond in more agile fashion.
So let me get that straight. You can sterilize a medical mask in a rice cooker?
Yeah, in traditional rice cooker. That's exactly right. See my Twitter for how.
Wow. Okay. You've got a really compelling life story, Audrey. You were the youngest person ever appointed to a cabinet position in Taiwan at the age of 35. Did you think of yourself as a political person when you first started out in tech?
Well, I think I'm more of a poetician, meaning that I'm just writing some poetry, making sure that people understand the philosophical underpinnings of modern technology. So, for example, instead of Internet of Things, I talk about Internet of Beings. Instead of machine learning, I talk about collaborative learning. Instead of singularity, I talk about plurality and so on. And that's really my main work in the free software community and now in the, I guess, liberal democratic community.
So calling yourself a poetician, not surprised to know that you're also pretty in tune with meditation, Taoism specifically. How do you think that helps you as a member of government?
One of the central tenets of Taoism is this wei wu wei, do not doing. So when we in the government try to do something, we kind of limit the public sector's imaginations. And when the career public servants are deprived of the freedom to innovate because the high-level politicians think they know the best, that we lose a very important ally in connecting with the public. And so wei wu wei, literally do not doing, I think is the most important thing.
Audrey Tang, I understand you're a big fan of Leonard Cohen. Do you have a song quote from the late Mr. Cohen for this moment where, you know, trust is the cement that keeps it all together?
Sure. So it comes from the song Anthem. Let's ring the bells that still can ring. Forget our perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. And that's how the light gets in.
Yeah, that's a good one. Audrey Tang is the digital minister of Taiwan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, and live long and prosper.